You might have noticed it here too, that from Campbell's to Kellogg's, classic brands are feeling the crunch in the United States.
Think about the last time you went to the supermarket. You probably spent no more than a few seconds choosing from all the different brands of toothpaste or frozen peas or oatmeal. In retail, this is called dramatically the first moment of truth. For brands, these few seconds used to be their holy grail. But in the past decade, shoppers started saying they go by other things.
Usually by what's cheapest. Like, I'm not a brand person.
That's Juliet McFadden. She's an office manager in Boston, and she is 23. She's just starting to build her finances and lifelong shopping habits. This makes her a huge target for companies like Procter & Gamble, Kraft Heinz, or General Mills. But she is not easy to win over.
I'm not a cereal person. I just don't usually eat breakfast. I don't really drink soda ever. I don't like the yogurts with a ton of sugar in them that are super sweet. Paper towels are expensive. Stuff like that adds up. We have reusable, like, rags that we use and then wash.
McFadden's generation often gets the blame here. The tired trope about millennials killing breakfast cereals or napkins or canned tuna. But really, most Americans could make a similar list. Maybe you choose the store brand of toilet paper, buy a fancier condiment instead of Hellman's mayo, order eco-friendly diapers on the internet. Here's David Lutenberger of market research firm Mintel.
Rather than just relying on brand familiarity, consumers buy today what performs for them. They are much less brand loyal, and they are more driven by performance, by convenience, by price.
At least two major things have changed us as shoppers. During the last recession, Americans warmed up to cheaper off-brand products like generic or store brands. And then they kept buying them, even as the economy improved. And of course, the internet has completely shaken up our shopping. Think about how people used to learn about new brands.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Only the biggest companies could afford catchy primetime TV ads.
'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener,
and so the boomer generation of shoppers grew up reaching for classic American brands. Now, Campbell's Soup, that symbol of the post-war era of processed foods, is restructuring as Americans are demanding fresher foods with pronounceable ingredients. Kraft Heinz got rid of artificial preservatives and dyes from its mac and cheese. Procter & Gamble lowered the price of Gillette razors for the first time in years to compete with the online startups like Dollar Shave Club. Unilever bought that startup, Dollar Shave Club. The mainstream brands are being squeezed by rivals that are both cheaper and more personalized.
They're in a bit of a pickle.
Americus Reed is a marketing professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He says legacy brands have to both stay true for the older loyal customers, but also attract new shoppers.
It is a big challenge to reinvent yourself over and over again, right? You look at this like in the music industry, very few artists can continue being successful in the sophomore and junior album. You know, you have iconic artists like Madonna who can just reinvent herself every single time and speak to new audiences.
But that is extremely hard to do when you're not Madonna, you're Campbell's Soup.
That's a report from Alina Soyuk, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.